Welcome back to the next episode of Kinky Cups.
So we trying to jam out a little bit, throw it back with some Erica Badu.
Erica, you know I love me some Erica.
You know, like, this is horrible for me to announce, but I just now found out that she was from Dallas.
What? No, I didn't know until I actually moved here.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So I was five years old, is that how you say it?
Huh?
You know how people be like, I was yesterday years old.
Oh, man, that should be popping. But what was some of the ones, like, they be posting them up on Instagram, and I'm like, yo, no, I did not know that.
I'm like, really? Like, they had one more recently. They said the little lines in the freezer is so you could stack your meat up. I did not know that shit. Like, are you fucking kidding me this whole time? And I'm laying them all out long ways trying to figure out how to stack it in there.
Hell yeah. Mm-mm. But yes, welcome back, y'all. This is your girl, Patrice.
And this is Tamaris motherfucker P. Or D.
Oh. All right. That's what we doing today. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, y'all, I don't know, but I'm really excited about this episode for today. I'm so excited, but I'm not going to put in that full introduction there. We just going to save it till we get to the code. But, yeah, so we're going to jump right in, go in regards to our new little segment that we testing out and stuff. So, our, what did we say? Monday motivation?
Motivational Mondays.
I'm gonna get it right. But yeah, so how'd you do last week? Wait, what was it last week? What was your goal from last week?
My goal for last week was to wake up and basically just be happy. And I failed. The first day, Tuesday morning, I was peed off. And the reason I was peed off is because, so, I've been editing the video that we did, and I just could not get it uploaded to YouTube, and I bought this iPad, and I was ready to take it back, and I was just over it. Then, you know, work was long last week, so, started off bad, but I'll do better this week. See, the good thing about things in life, God bless you to wake up another day. So that means you have another day to try it over again.
So how was the next day?
Better, I would say. But literally last week was a long week for me. I really didn't feel like working. I'm tired of working for people. I just want to do my own thing. But it's just figuring out what it is and how to get to that point.
Okay.
So, I have to drive literally 30 minutes, so. And even with that craziness, so. I'm just tired. But it got better by the end of the week.
Friday.
Yeah.
You woke up happy on Friday.
Yes, I was like, yes, it's Friday. And I think, we had one of our dealers. I'm cool with one of my dealers from work. And he caters us lunch here and there. Mm. And he definitely catered on Friday. We had some fried fish, macaroni and cheese, potatoes with gravy, chicken tenders, salad. Yeah. It was a good Friday. And then I went to the daiquiri shop. So it was a good Friday.
You cheesing the whole dang on Friday.
Yes.
That's cool. Mine was, I was starting to intermittent fasting. So like my mind was there, but stuff kept popping up. Like, I had to go and do something later on in the evening. And, you know, like, I had my window from, like, 10 to 6. So I had to do something later, like past 6. And I couldn't eat then. And I'm like, okay. Then I had to like hurry up and go to this dinner on Wednesday, I think. And it delayed it. But like each time I just tried to make sure that like I ate well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, adjustments or whatever. So I feel like I did good there. Yeah. Whatever. But, yeah, so I feel like this is going to be a nice little segment. Like I said, just a little reflection on ourselves, motivation, inspiration.
A
little check-in.
Yeah.
So, in saying that, what will be your goal for this upcoming week? This is going to be the last full week of July, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because the first is next week.
No, I think it's like 2 weeks. Whatever.
Yeah, next week, next Friday, well, Thursday is the first.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, full week this week. So for this week, I think I want to try to implement being more positive when going to work and trying to really stay focused, because I had like a dream that I was getting like promoted.
Put it out there.
And I believe in my heart that God was showing me something good.
Put it out
there. I've been doing work. Like me and my boss, we're real cool. She's cool. My new manager now, over her, they're really cool. So I have nothing but faith, and I just believe wholeheartedly that, you know, things will look up for me. And then I'm trying to get to a different department, and in that department I definitely making a lot more bread, okay, and they do bonuses, stuff like that.
Ooh, that's bomb.
And from what my manager was telling me, they are going to be more than likely looking for people very soon. Yeah. So,
yeah, because I know like a lot of companies do it based off of like the quarters,
yeah,
and whatnot. And so if they said that, more than likely, like September.
I think ours is August.
Cool. Right around the corner.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Cause I need some money. Yeah. I mean, I'm okay.
I'm not.
It's better than what it was.
Yeah.
But it could always be better. So if I could get there to, you know, this other department, then I feel like I would definitely be. I'd be good.
I feel you. Mine for this week will kind of be just, like, to stay in tune with, like, my mind, because lately, like, the past couple of days or so, my mind has kind of been, like, here and there. Like, I'll catch myself with, like, a negative thought, and I'm like, let's backtrack this, okay? So, I feel like I've been doing a good job of being aware of that, and I kind of just want to like really focus on that for this week. So yeah, like self-awareness, mind awareness,
More positive thinking.
Yeah, because I feel like I've been doing really good in staying positive, because especially in regards to the situation I'm in right now, I know something's gonna come. Like I really do. Like, I can feel it.
There's no other way but up.
Yeah.
So.
When I was in school, I was doing so bad at softball at one point, and everybody would say that. They'd be like, look, you've already hit rock bottom, so there's only one way to go, is up. And I was like, fuck that. I didn't hit rock bottom, flipped the rock over, and went down lower. Like, I will always come up with a crazy-ass excuse. But, nah, like, now I really feel like something, like, you ever had a feeling where it's just, like, something's coming, you just don't know what, and you don't know when.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now. And that's, I just...
And that's good, because I feel that too. It's like, more recently, I've been getting, you know, I've been starting to feel more and more. I'm like, for me, I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to be more interested in, like, knowing about the stars and the universe.
Yeah.
And how, because I feel like, you know, people try to make it like, oh, if you believe in God, it is, but God made everything. So I need to take into account everything that he made. Like, if I can't, if energy is something real, he made energy, I need to focus on the good energy.
Yeah.
If the stars need to be aligned a certain way, God, well, what do I need to do to make sure mine's is set up right? Because
stay in a different way.
You know, yeah. Maybe I'm, yeah, look at it from this way. So, you know, I've been really, you know, trying to see how I can feel, be more in tune with the energy and everything, you know.
Yeah, one of my friends had told me about, of course it don't help that she's in California, but I know there's some places down here too. You know, like Sagen, and like I definitely want to get into Sagen, but like the stone. And she said, like, there's a lot of them out there in California, but, like, you know, there's certain stones that reflect off of certain energy, or predict off of, you know, certain energies that way. And so I'm like, oh, that would be good. So she's like, yeah, I bought this one type of stone that you got to keep in your purse, or you got to keep in your wallet to, you know, prosper, like, good fortune.
Okay.
Or something like that. Or, oh, you need to buy this particular stone in order to bring in like good healthy energy. And I'm like, I like those.
Yeah.
But I need a book.
Right. Because I don't want to be, what does this mean? I don't want to be having the wrong rock and then, you know.
Yeah.
The wrong stone. So.
But so we ending this off, y'all, with you know, our quote. So this week's quote for Motivational Monday will be, you learn more from failure than from success. Don't let it stop you. Failure builds character.
Definitely.
And when I tell you, that is true.
Failed so many times at different things. Not even just career-wise or anything like that. You know, it's just been different things that I just wasn't successful at. But you know what? Pick yourself up, dust it off, keep it moving. So yeah, definitely like that quote.
Okay, so we're gonna move on to some of the kinks of the week.
Yes.
What kind of shit did happen this week, yo?
So the first kink.
What your president did?
This man is crazy, girl. He always doing something. This man is crazy for real. Like, I just...
Really? I don't think he that crazy.
You don't think
who that crazy? I'm being sarcastic.
Because that man is definitely... He's definitely crazy.
You know how, like, you have those type of individuals where it's just like, nah, you can't mess it up this way. There's no way you can mess it up. There's no way... Oh, damn. He done fucked it up. Yep, that's Trump for you.
That's Trump for you all the time, every time. You try to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Maybe I should just call him Donald. You know how, like, all presidents is like the president and then their last name, you know, as a form of respect and stuff? I feel like I should just go around just calling him Donald.
I can't even call him by his name. The man is just an idiot. I just don't understand. You know, of course you don't want to be, I don't know, of course you don't never want to have to be disrespectful as far as like your president goes. I mean,
girl, he's been disrespectful ever since.
But he's disrespectful, exactly. So that's why I'm like, you know.
And been getting away with it
for so long. So why is it every time
you do it every single time?
Every time.
You be like, okay. I'm going to share this. And I'm like,
and I have it saved and everything. And then I get on my thing and I'm like, yeah.
You found
so
it.
So I found it. All right. So basically, Donald Trump on Sunday stepped up his attacks on four Democratic congressmen who have criticized his policies, which a lot of people criticize his policies, nothing new, calling on them to apologize as he himself faced charges of racism. So the nerve of somebody, right, to tell you that you have to apologize when he's never apologized for anything he's ever done. He always makes excuses for everything. I don't believe our four congresswomen are capable of loving our country. They should apologize to America for the horrible, hateful things they have said. Then, in a Twitter post, he said they should go back to where they came from if they don't like the United States. Now, let's back it on up here, back to when did we people, the white people, settle here in America?
1700, 1600.
Somewhere around there. If that's the case, you and your people need to go back. You and your family need to go back to wherever your ancestors came from, if that's the case, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody, no one except for the Indians would literally be here. If that's the case.
Yep.
So how could you make such a statement?
Because black people, we didn't volunteer.
We definitely didn't volunteer. And I'm pretty sure, you know, I wonder, like, if I grew up in Africa, how would it be?
Because it's like, I feel like it's Africa and then the Caribbean. It's like, that's where all the blacks were.
I wonder, but from, I don't know, I feel like I was.
Because that was the whole, like, sugar trade and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like a triangle. So they would go to Africa, pick up slaves, then go to, like, the Caribbean to get the sugar, and then pick up some more slaves, and then bring them.
Yeah. So.
But, yeah. We weren't asking to come.
Yeah. And the nerve of him, but even still, like, okay, that was then. This is now. If they're here, they're here for a reason, right? Most people come here for work, school, anything. Who are you to say if they don't want to be here, then they should go back to where they came from?
Tell your wife to go back.
You're the one that complains about a lot of the stuff that's going on. So if that's the case, you need to go back to where you originated from, if that's the case.
Donald
and a lot of them, the fact is, a lot of them, the most of the women are American citizens. They've lived here their whole life. They just are not, you know, they have their culture and, you know, their religions and things like that. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty, he always does something.
Donald reminds me of a little kid in, like, preschool, kindergarten, who asks to get a piece of candy, and the teacher or the parent says, no, you already had enough to eat, and then throws a tantrum and yells and screams until he's blue in the face until he gets his piece of candy. That's how Donald, like, reminds me, because any and everything, it could literally be the smallest thing, he will have, like, a big hissy fit over and blow it completely out of proportion. Like, yeah, I understand the fact, like, any and everybody, especially nowadays, they are gonna have, like, their own opinion, and they might say, like, whatever it is that they want to say, and you're opposed to it. Okay, cool, like, I get it. You know, this is a time in regards to, you know, the debates, re-elections and stuff is about to start and everything like that, so a lot of people are really coming for you. But at the same time, you can't be telling people to go back where they came from.
Yeah, you can't. Because every time you do stuff like that,
it shows for other individuals, like all these young kids. Like, I'm sorry, your face is everywhere. And these young kids are listening to this because their parents are actually listening to this to see how crazy you
are. But are they really voting is the question.
I know, but it's the fact that they hear it. So now that these kids hear it, they gonna go to school, they gonna go somewhere else, and they gonna repeat it. Yeah. And we back in the same situation.
You know, after all of this took place, he had another, you know, a rally, because, of course, it's election time. And they started chanting, send them back, send them back. You know how, and then, you know, people were questioning him, like, okay, so why didn't you stop them from chanting that? Like, you literally just sat there. And he's like, no, I tried to stop them. I remember I stopped and I tried to.
Yeah.
No, nigga. No, you didn't. We can rewind the tape. He was just sitting there. Like, you didn't say anything. Like, hey, y'all need to stop that. Don't be like that. Everybody's American.
Not Donald.
Nope. Oh, Lord.
Enough about him. Forget him. What's next? What's our next?
Next is the PA kids having to pay their parents. Having to pay their lunch debt, or the kids can't eat at school. That is fucking insane.
No. The district is offering, or not offering, is telling the parents if they don't pay the kids' debt, they gonna put them into foster care.
What the fuck? How can they put them in foster care because I don't have the money to pay lunch school debt?
So, like, when I read the article, they were talking about, like, this school, I don't know if it's just, like, one particular school district, but the school district was sending out letters in regards to, like, hey, your kid, or you haven't paid your kid's balance, your lunch balance or so. Okay. You need to pay this balance by such and such a time. So, 1 month go by, 2 months go by. Now, this district is threatening these parents. Say, if you don't pay, we putting your kid through foster care. My question is, when we were coming up,
don't they got free lunches for kids to can't afford it? Yeah,
like, the government assistance, like.
Because, I mean, I knew kids that, you know, their parents had the money. Most of the time it was the Greek kids. And they paid, you know, they paid their lunch, you know. But even if they missed it, you know.
I mean, kids have debt.
But, you know, that also goes into the whole, you know, the school, them trying to reform how the Board of Education, because there's no way we shouldn't have, you know, okay, your child has to pay $1.80, okay, for lunch or whatever. And then, you know, you have some kids that bring their lunch. There's no way that a kid shouldn't be able to eat for free if they can't afford it, you know? It's a reason why, you know, the parents didn't pay it. If they could pay it, I'm sure they would.
Like, I feel like they should put an option there in regards to, like, okay, you didn't pay the balance or whatever. Hey, would you like to be on the government-assisted program or something like that? So we can fund your child's lunches because you haven't paid for X amount of days. Mm-hmm. There's an option for that. Like, you're not going to threaten to take my child. Like, I don't know how old these kids are.
But I don't, yeah. My thing is, now that's going overboard.
What?
Them saying that they going to put their kids in foster care because I can't afford lunch? Yeah. Bitch, what if I say I can't pay it and I'll just pack them a lunch? So you going to tell me that I still got to pay? I will take my kid out of the damn school and send them somewhere else. How about that? But even, you know, it's two sides. But them sending out letters saying that you're going to take my child, that's like, is that a threat? That's them words you be like, I'm going up to the board and I'm about to cuss everybody in this bitch out. Because who, you know, authorized y'all to send out this type of letter? It's not acceptable. That's not acceptable at any time.
That's what I'm saying, like. And then the funny part about it, people got to get approved in regards to that stuff, too. And so it's like, okay, hey, I'm putting this letter. Okay, yeah, this is going to be a good way in order for them to pay. Hey, if y'all don't pay, we going to send y'all kids to foster care. Hey, how's this look? Superintendent, how's this look? Oh, yeah, that looks great. So you have one stupid person, and now you got two stupid individuals who approved it.
That's insane.
America.
But that's the problem too. Like, you know, they need more money for schools, you know, and that's why, you know, that's another topic that's being discussed when it comes to presidential elections, because they don't have the funds to pay the teachers to get the kids, you know, usually, you know, get the kids basic stuff, books, and, you know, they're using old stuff because they don't have the money, and that's so crazy. So yeah, but that's a whole nother thing. Don't get me going, because politics is a new thing that I kind of am interested in too. So
yeah, I need to get into it, but I don't want to.
I know, you know, it's like kind of like now that I'm getting older, I'm forced to really pay attention because a lot of it affects you.
Yeah, and that's the reason why, like, I know that I need to get into it, but it's so dirty corrupt.
And it's
that's
like,
the part I don't want to. That's the reason why I don't want to.
And that's why it's hard to pick, you know, the right president. Like, who's going to be perfect? No one. So, yeah.
Okay. Next king.
The next king. So there was an airline. Well,
I think it's like
multiple airlines.
Three. They haven't put them completely out there, but I think it's like three airlines.
And they are trying to basically, I guess, get a new seating plan for, are they going to do new airplanes? I feel like they would have to do a whole new airplane model because it's going to have to be bigger.
So I feel like they could take the seats out.
But then
they've been making a whole bunch of planes in and everywhere. Like, you really don't realize it, but they build a whole bunch of planes, like, all the time. Like, you know, that whole issue in regards to, like, the, what was it, the 737 or 757s? When, like, all the planes kept, like, crashing and stuff. So they were like,
and they just a whole bunch of them just sitting there and nobody's using.
They were building up, like, a lot of new ones from there. Because everybody was getting all freaked out and stuff. And I'm like,
yeah, hell yeah. My goddamn plane going down. Oh, God, Lord.
Anyway, so, so a couple of airlines, they haven't specified exactly who, but a couple of airlines are trying to make the middle seat a little bit more comfortable. Because let's think about it. Who really likes the middle seat?
I hate middle seats. I am a window person. The reason being, I don't like the middle because, of course, you got two random people most of the time sitting next to you. And then I don't like the end seat because I don't like people walking past me, bumping me and shit. So, yeah, I'm a window seat girl, and I like to look out and look at the clouds and stuff.
I've heard that. I heard that sound in the fucking plane. And we had some turbulence, y'all. Like, we was coming back.
Oh, where my we coming God, back from Miami.
We was coming back from Miami, and it was dark. It was dark out. So, like, sometime at night or whatever. And this heifer, she is at the window seat. I'm in the middle seat, and the plane is going through some turbulence. So, it's just, like, jumping up a little bit. And then it hit, like, this big old bump.
No, but no. The plane literally, you know, you sitting there. And the way he went down in the clouds, it was like he went straight down. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? And you want to ease down, like, ease it down. No, he went straight down, like. Like, run, like, turn that bitch down. I was like, oh.
And this heifer was so scared that she pulled out her phone. And you know how, like, you get that glare from your phone? And you like, oh, let me see, like, use it as a flashlight. This bitch put the damn phone to the fucking window to see if she could see.
I was trying to see if we was really about to go down. Because that shit was scary. Like, no.
At first, I was scared, and I saw you do that, and I was cracking up laughing, and it was gone.
And then I think another person sitting down seeing me, he was laughing, too. I was like, that shit's not funny. Like, that's crazy.
The dude next to me, both of us were cracking up.
I was not playing.
Whew. Anyways, sorry, y'all. But, yeah, so apparently they're supposed to make sure that this middle seat is supposed to, like, move back a little bit, like a couple of inches or so, because they were saying like, oh, everybody is fighting for the armrest and stuff, but at the same time, that middle seat does not have an armrest, because based off the images, they still had those armrests for the aisle seat and the window seat. So I really don't see the benefit for it.
Maybe they'll make 6 armrests. Like, they'll have 2 here, and then they'll have those.
Maybe.
Them separate seats.
I mean, that'd be cool.
But, you know.
Give me a footrest.
I need to be able to put my seat back, because you just be all uptight or all upright the whole time. Like, and then I need some room to put my seat back. Like, I hate the fact that, like, you try to put your seat back. You don't want to be disrespectful to the people behind you.
But then the people in front of you, they be like, fuck that.
And that's when I start doing this, like, boom, boom, bumping it.
Your
like,
knees get real long at that time.
You too close. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Is that all our kinks?
No.
What else we got?
The final kink was in reference to ASAP Rocky being locked up, and he is in Sweden at this time due to so in the altercation, he was in a video, and there was a group, well, not a group, it was 2 individuals, and they were following him. And first of all, the dude threw his phone at the guard. Okay? He threw his phone. And then he was mad because the phone broke. So now he really mad. Like, we're going to do it by my phone. Like, bitch, you came over here fucking with me. What you mean? So, I didn't watch the full video, but I guess an altercation occurred after that. And then he ended up getting locked up. Now, new reports say that the influencer or the two guys, no charges will be made up against them, when it's clear they were the ones instigating it. Y'all came messing with him. He kept telling y'all, walk away, leave me alone, trying to go this way, trying to go that way. They come following following them. I would have got mad too, because I don't know what you're trying to do. Just like, you know, George Zimmerman followed Trayvon Martin. I don't know what the fuck you about to do. Mm-hmm. Are you going to try to kill me? What are you doing? And then you're talking about your phone. You keep following me. So now I'm getting mad, you know? So now, Snoop Dogg and several other people then called out Kim Kardashian to help out in this process. And she didn't call Donald Trump. Trump then called the prime minister, and the prime minister tells him, basically, I can't do anything because the judicial system is separate from what he has, you know, any authority over. So he can't do anything, which is fucking insane. Like, if you're the prime minister, ain't that like the president?
I think so.
I mean, but then again,
hierarchy is different.
I think, yeah, you know, I get it. I can kind of get that, because that's just like, you know, the feds going in on a case. Trump can't go in and just say, oh, no, you're going to let this person go, like, based off of, I said, no, we got, you know, proof that this person did this and this and that. But in this case, with ASAP Rocky, the irony is, you know, back in the day, he made a comment in reference to Ferguson, saying, you know, basically, he didn't want to use his platform to speak against, you know, police brutality. Mm-hmm. And now, even though you're not, you know, your situation wasn't involving police brutality, you're still being racially profiled.
Still need some sisters.
You still need your black brothers and sisters to stand behind you, because... And I ain't even going to just say black brothers and sisters, because it's white people that's good too, you know.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we need to be the one. I mean, we're the ones who go through this, and that's the main thing. You know, police brutality is usually against the black man, the black, you know, person. Mm-hmm. And now you're dealing with being that person. So... how funny is it that you didn't want to speak out against it, and now you're the one experiencing it? You need to stay our asses out of Sweden and all them areas like that. I wouldn't go to Australia. I don't care to go to Sweden. I don't care to go to a lot of places in that area.
But this is the thing in regards to people traveling, especially internationally. And I forgot who I was listening to, but I was listening to like another podcast and they mentioned it. And this is true. Just because you're a celebrity here, you're yes, not, some people may know who you are somewhere else, but you're not going to be as big. You still need to abide by that country's laws, rules, regulations. Mm-hmm. So, yes, even though you probably got situated in some, you know, trouble or whatever, yeah, based off the whole situation, it's fucked up. But you are in another country, bruh. Mm-hmm. Like, you really can't have it where it's like, hey, go call such and such a, and we gonna get up out of this.
And Sweden just seemed like, just the name, they don't like black people.
Now, that's a stereotype.
Well, they stereotype me all the time.
Swedish people?
People in general.
You know, that's where IKEA is from.
Oh. Who?
IKEA, the store.
Oh, never shopped there.
Why is that like somebody like...
It's my ice maker. Mm-mm. But yeah, so I thought that was interesting that, you know, he's going through that. Of course, we want to free ASAP. Don't get it twisted. You know, nobody deserves it, especially when you weren't the problem in this situation.
What's like, right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. Right. Like, that was a fucked up situation. You didn't do anything. Like, you know,
you just was defending yourself. You know, I can understand why you, again, because just like George Zimmerman following Trayvon, you know, another situation, somebody following you, you don't know what someone is capable of, what they have. Do they have guns? Do they have, you know, weapons? What they're trying to do. And you're somewhere totally different from where you're, you know, you're not in the United States. You're not, you're somewhere totally different. So you don't know what these people are going to do. Which, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter, but it even makes it even weird when you're, like, outside of your comfort zone.
True.
So, I understand, because that would have pissed me. I was getting mad in the video, like, I would have been like, man, if you don't back the fuck up, I'm tired of you following me, shit.
Your ass would have been locked up so fast.
Man, because after a couple times, I would have been like, I'm about to smack you. Like, get the fuck out of here. What? Want. Mm-mm. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, y'all. Give us a little second. We're going to come
take a little
right
break.
Back. And we gonna share y'all
what
this
topic.
Yeah, give us that. Okay, we're back.
We're back.
And so we're gonna talk about...
We are on code 105. Hey.
We're on our fifth episode, you guys.
So today's topic,
we watched The Lion King, y'all.
Yes. Yesterday.
We spent our monies and everything. So we was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go watch this dang old movie. Mm-hmm. So before you went to go see the movie, how did you feel about the whole setup in regards to Lion King?
I was excited. I always get excited, especially now, just because the effects and everything that we have available, the technology, the level of the intensity of everything is so much better than before. Like, of course, you can never beat the original. Like, I mean, it's the original version. The music was so much better. So much better.
But the new one or the old one?
The old one. Okay. I like the music better in that one. And so, you know, now this one, it's like, they like real animals. Like, it looked like real animals. And basically, we were watching an animal planet. But it was good, you know, they talking and stuff. And it was so, just the effects and everything was so much better. So I like it was it was different, but it was still like a good different. Like, you know, the cartoon, but this one made it seem like it was real life. Like, you got your dog out here talking to you and shit. And my faves are Timon and Pumbaa because they are fucking hilarious. They are so stupid.
Mine is kind of like the counter opposite because, one, I just wasn't even feeling the whole fact where I'm like, you about to change a classic movie. Like, this is a classic. Everybody done seen this. Like I said, I haven't even seen a lot of Disney movies, but I've seen Lion King.
But I feel like, you know, it's not that they're changing it. They're just making an updated version.
Don't want to.
You, but that's why you still got the original. So now, when you go to show your kids the show, you don't have to show them the newest one. You could show them I'm going to show my kids, if I ever have any, they're going to watch all the shows I used to watch. Like,
yeah.
Hey Arnold, Rugrats.
Faux show!
What was the other ones? I like Nick stuff, Nickelodeon stuff, Disney, you know, all the Disney originals.
I'm all for Nickelodeon. You remember Face? Did you ever watch Face?
No.
What? He was like on Nick Jr. It was just like his cut, like a color, so it was just like a blue screen and then that's a face.
That's why. Like, what the fuck is
this? And then he was like the commentator in regards to whatever show was about to be next and stuff.
Oh.
Face.
Oh, I know what he's talking about now.
And then, oh my God, he was the one that introduced fucking peanut butter and banana sandwiches to
ew. That's sick.
Hey, it's kind of good. You should try it.
Nah.
I do it on toast.
Ew.
I have toast. I put some peanut butter and put banana slices. It's bomb.
Yuck.
Whatever. But yeah, so Lion King for me, I'm just like, all right, one, you gonna have animals talking? Like, this is gonna be real animals? Like, all right, I know you're gonna do the whole animation and stuff, but you know, like, what they did Aladdin first. So
I still haven't seen that.
Yeah, I haven't either. But it's like Aladdin, you can see that those are people. Mm-hmm. So you can have like the animation, like Will Smith. All right, cool, I can make you blue. And then based off the effects, I can make you a little bigger, make you look like a genie. Okay, cool. What was the other one? Avatar. Like, of course, this is not recent, but, you know, long ago.
But even Avatar was, like, the effects and stuff. That was still dope.
Yeah, but it's like, those are people. So they put in, like, the little characteristics, whatever they got to do. Bam, we about to put these graphics and stuff. Mm-hmm. The whole movie is in Africa. Animals. All former animals. And they talking.
And you've seen all them animals. I feel like it was good. It was a good thing, you know?
Now, I'm not saying that the effects weren't good. Like, they were good. It's just, that was like my whole reservation in regards to watching The Lion King. Like, I wasn't for it. Because I'm just like, this supposed to be a cartoon. I wanted to be a cartoon. Keep it as a cartoon.
But that's where I'm like, if that's the case, nothing was wrong with the original. So what are you going to make is different from the original? Now, where they did fuck up is, okay, now, don't get me wrong.
You about to have some people upset with you.
Beyonce is talented. She can sing and all that. But acting, baby, is I don't think that's for her.
It's not.
She just sound monotone and everything. Even when she try to show emotion, you know, sound emotional for certain parts, like, lions, attack. That's exactly how she sound. Like, you didn't have that, like, in body, like, oh my gosh, like, come on, y'all, like, are y'all ready? Yeah. Like, she didn't have that. She's always monotone. And that's in every movie, to me, that she's been in. Like, her voice, it doesn't elevate, you know, there's no, you don't get that emotion.
Yeah.
I don't get that from her.
You know, like, how Beyonce performs.
Now, she put her emotion in that.
Right.
Facial expression.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, she is, like, 0 to 100. So when she performing, it's like, bam, I need to hit this note. I need to hit this move. And it's just like, go. But it's like, you know, when it comes to acting, it's like, okay, I need you to build up this character so then you can show this emotion and then go. She can't do that.
She just be like, Simba. I was like, you just now seeing this man after all these years and then you just, Simba. What the fuck? Where is the emotion? Like, it just, now the whole movie, she wasn't just terrible, but most of it, I disliked it. And then y'all changed up the song. That spirit song, I don't care for it. Where is all my back? And you know, y'all should have kept the same song.
I think all of the songs were the same, but that one. Yeah.
But the sound was different. Like, I feel like the songs that they implemented, the new ones, they had different. It wasn't like the original.
No, because
they like had, they because had... Child, well, the song that they sung in the original was the same song, but her and Childish, you know, they sang it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he did an awesome job. I think he did good. But
like, he literally sounded like Simba from the cartoon.
And he did really, really good. It was just, she kind of threw me off. I was like, every time she talked, don't have her talk that much. Nala, don't say shit. Just stand there. Don't say nothing.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. Yeah. But I enjoyed it for the most part.
Would you show your kids that?
No, they're going to watch the original.
Okay. Cool. That's how I am. Cartoon. Now, they had some previews in regards to Mulan. Are you going to watch that?
I'm excited about that one.
I love Mulan.
And then
Mulan.
It's going to be... But I feel like it's only right because Mulan in the cartoon, literally action. Yeah. Like, they fighting and all that. So, you know, certain action movies intrigue me. And this is going to be one of them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm excited.
The only bad part with Mulan, they said that they weren't going to put in Mushu.
That's fucked up. How the fuck are you going to have Mulan without Mushu?
I need my dragon.
Dragon!
I don't do that lizard thing.
How can you have Mulan without Mushu? He was the... What are you saying?
Because it's like...
I'm not going to watch it. Who's supposed I'll wait to be, till it come out bootleg.
Because it's like, it's her voice. Mushu was her voice in regards to like... reassurance, motivation, all that type of stuff. Like, whenever she was down herself, Mushu was there. Like, come on, girl, what's wrong with you? Hey, you better get this stuff together. So,
he was her whole influencer and her walk, and when she got in there all crazy and shit, like, telling her to walk all crazy, looking silly.
Like her and him and the bug.
The cricket. It's supposed to be, the lucky, is it a
lucky cricket? Cricket. The grandma.
Oh, yeah. You needed both of them. They need both of them, you know, because I feel like they played key parts in it. But, I mean, I guess they're trying to make it more realistic, but no.
You can't do that.
If it's Disney is all about the fantasies. That's the whole point. It's
exactly.
Fantasy.
If you have some talking lions, you can have some talking dragons.
Just like with Maleficent, you got the little fairies and shit. Y'all been telling me y'all could do all this other shit and all these other effects. You can't get a fucking lizard?
Yeah.
Or it's dragon?
Like, it's like the, what's the name? What you call them? My favorite movies? Jurassic Park. Just have one of them dinosaurs start talking. Don't do that.
Not a Jurassic Park now. I can't take them, but yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's like, you know, it's something crazy like that where it's just like, it's a fucking dinosaur. Now, you're not having a dinosaur talk, but it's a dragon. Like, this is a part of the movie.
Right.
Like I said, these are classics. If y'all gonna remake these things, I need you to remake them.
Make it right. So, if there's no Mushu, I'm not gonna spend my money to watch it.
Oh yeah.
I'll watch it on the Fire Stick.
No.
Because how can you have fucking Mulan without Mushu?
Yeah.
Like, let's be real.
So what we about to do, we about to go down memory lane, y'all, because
the topic
just watching Lion King, it just made me feel like a little kid again. And I'm just like, oh, this is so fun. Like, I'm doing all the little sing-alongs. Once again, y'all know I can't sing. But I'm just doing all the sing-alongs and stuff. And it made me feel about, like, all the things that I used to watch, what I used to listen to. So, yeah.
So, name a few.
As far as the movie?
Like, yeah. So, since we're going down memory lane, what are a few movies or shows?
My shows, okay, here, I'm going to just do it like this. Because me and my brother, we had a whole setup. I don't even know how the fuck we did this. But we had this whole setup. So, like, whenever it was summertime, you know, we would stay home from school. Or, like, we didn't have to go to school. And then our parents would go to work. Let's just say we had to wake up at, like, 8 or whatever. We would do cleaning. Because our parents had this thing called top to bottom cleaning. We would clean from 8 until 10. 10 o'clock, we had The Price is Right. We watched The Price is
Y'all
Right.
Y'all watched The Price is Right?
We watched The Price is Right.
What?
My brother's favorite game in there was Plinko. But we would act like we was in there. So we'd be like, no, a dollar, Bob. No. Like, we'd be all up in there. So that would go from 10 to 11. 11 o'clock would be Sister.
Oh.
11:30 was Parenthood.
I never watched that.
12 o'clock was In the House, like LL Cool J show.
I never watched that either.
And then I think 11:30 or 12:30, that's when we started to like try and clean again. Mm-hmm. And so before, like when we was younger, so maybe like elementary to middle school, while we was doing all that, like, our lunch consisted of, like, it evolved. Like, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and chips. Then to grilled cheeses. Then to, hey, brother got a car, Little Caesars.
Yes.
Like, we will be in the middle of sofas in order for us to get some change and get the $5 to go to get Little Caesars. Like, yeah. But those are our shows. I remember, of course, Fresh Prince. I had a whole infatuation with Powerpuff Girls. Like, you could not tell me.
Oh, gosh.
I had the curtains. I had the comforter. I had the pillow. I had the individual pillows. Like, one Christmas, they decked me out with a whole bunch of Powerpuff shit. I had the watch. I had the shoes. I was too big for the clothes. yeah, Powerpuff was my shit.
I was not a Nick. No, that is Cartoon Network. Hated all the shows. Okay.
I think that was the only one.
Literally.
Oh, Dexter's Laboratory. I was with that.
I could not. Me and my brothers. My uncle, he liked watching all of the shows from Cartoon Network. But me and my brothers, we were Nick kids and Disney kids. So
I watched Nick. I didn't do Disney.
We watch, you know, Disney shows. I just was thinking about one earlier. It was a Disney movie about this mummy that came back to life, and like the mummy was cool as hell though, and the kids was hot in the mummy in the house.
What the fuck?
I forgot what it was called. Like, damn, I'm gonna have to look up the name
of
that
movie. Disney?
Yes, it was a Disney movie. That was my shit. Hocus Pocus was my shit. I had a
bad. Is that a Christmas movie?
No. Oh. It's Halloween. I loved that movie.
Still ain't seen that one.
Rugrats. We watched Angry Beavers.
Oh, I forgot about that.
what else? Rocco's Modern Life.
Did you watch Gullah Gullah Island?
No.
Oh.
But we used to watch what other ones? I used to like As Told by Ginger.
Oh shit.
Angela Anaconda.
What does that sound familiar?
She was a little, it was weird the way it looked. It's like it looked like they like cut out faces and like stuck it on shit and they would just move around all weird. Like,
I'm gonna have to look that up.
What is that?
Oh, hell yeah. The original with Kenan and Kel, of course.
Yes. Amanda Bynes.
Lori Beth Denberg.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. That was a good one. Everybody, like, up there jumping and shit.
Man, Kenan and Kel.
Yeah, because that's where everybody, that's when, like, the kids had spun off in regards to, like, In Living Color.
Oh,
and so
yeah,
that
yeah.
was they the, little thing.
The kids' version.
And then all of them had their own little shows.
Because Amanda Bynes had her own show. Mm-hmm. Kenan and Kel had their show.
Who loves orange soda?
Kel. With his weird ass. What else? I mean, Disney was my shit for the most part because I love That's So Raven, yeah, Cheetah Girls. Proud Family. Proud Family was my shit. The uncle used to be taking me because you could tell he was a pimp. And I always remember the one episode, it was a Christmas episode, and he was talking about some. They brought a fruitcake. He said, if somebody brought him a fruitcake, he was like, I love me some fruitcake, but this fruitcake smell like booty.
Was that the, like, tall, skinny one?
Yes.
That was the uncle. I didn't know that was the uncle.
Wait, I think he... Did he have the afro? Oh, he was...
He was, like, the one that always was, like, dressing, like, disco.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was cracking up. Like, that was one of my favorites.
Because I used to love Kyla Pratt.
Yeah.
And she was Penny.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What else? I used to watch a lot of the Disney movies. Like, I loved Hilary Duff. Even Stevens and all of them. Yeah.
You don't listen. Yeah, I don't think I watched any, like, Disney for real. Like, I did do That's So Raven. I didn't do Cheetah Girls. But yeah, I was, like, for real, like, Nickelodeon and stuff.
Even like I remember when SpongeBob first premiered, like,
yes!
It's so crazy. And
yes!
When it first came out, I was young.
Go ahead.
So young. And definitely, yeah. That's so crazy. So those were some of my shows. As far as movies, I loved, one of my favorites. I used to love watching, Look Who's Talking and Look Who's Talking Too. Like, those were my favorite movies. And the original, well, I don't know. That wasn't the original Grinch, but yeah, the one where the babies were talking and, what is her name? Christy Alley and, John Travolta. And those were my favorite movies. I love The Grinch with Jim Carrey. I used to be cracking up. Oh my gosh, I love Jim Carrey.
Because didn't you just watch?
Hilarious.
You just watched like a recent Grinch.
Yes, the most recent one they made.
And there was the other like cartoonish.
But it's not that one. The one with Jim Carrey is never. No, that one's
this,
the best.
A goal. Yeah, I'm gonna watch that one this year because I've only watched, like, the cartoon one. Like, the original
cartoon. I never watched the cartoon one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one.
That one.
Does that one talk? I don't think that one talks. It has to talk.
I don't know if it does. And if it doesn't, definitely won't keep my attention.
No, but it's cool. What else did I used to watch? All I know is, like, when I was younger, I... So stupid. I used to think that the TV and the radio were intertwined. So whenever, like, my parents and I would be out or whatever, and the song, we'd be listening to the radio, and the song would be, you know, playing on the radio, we would come through the garage, not hurry up to get outside or get into the house and turn on the TV, and I'm like, where's the song? Like, I'll be so upset. But I remember it was this one song, me and my brother, once again, because we'd be cleaning or whatever, we would literally stop everything that we doing just so we could watch this video.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you remember Murder, Inc.? With Ja Rule, mm-hmm. Shanti. Mm-hmm. It was this song, Down For You.
I think I
and it had all of them. So it had Ja Rule, Ashanti, Vida, I think that was her name, Vida, Charlie Baltimore. Like, it had all of them on this song. And I was like, oh, that's my shit. Will I sing it? No. So look it up, y'all. Down For You. And it's spelled down, the number 4, and the letter U.
Why you ain't just go ahead and hit that note for him?
I don't have the note. Look, I know. Remember, self-awareness. I'm aware that I cannot sing.
Well, too bad I don't know what you talk about.
Maybe they do. They're probably up in their car like, oh, girl, I remember that shit. But, yeah. You remember that one song? I forgot who did it. But this is like in elementary school. I put my hands up on your hip when I dip you, dip me, dip.
Girl, I'm not about to play with you. No, oh, no. That is terrible.
I remember we was in like elementary school and we were over here trying to dance to that dance song.
No. No.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe ask,
What was like the first dance you remember doing?
So, you know, as a kid, I went to a white school.
Me too.
And my first. Hold on. What's how that song go?
Which one?
Hey, Macarena.
Girl.
My first dance. Fucking hated it. That was my first dance.
She said, how that song go?
You know what song it was.
I wasn't expecting that.
I know. People really don't be believing that. Like, no, I went to a white school growing up, like, until, like, sixth grade. I was at this white school, and that was my first dance. Because they had, I used to be in all the little programs, the music program, and that was the first, yes.
The Macarena.
Yes.
I don't even know how to, like.
Yes, that was first one. And then how do the white
Macarena?
That was it. Fucking terrible. And then
he was probably the only one over there shaking your hips and everybody, and then everybody else probably like, how'd she do that?
On beat, I was the only one who had some rhythm. Nah, I ain't gonna say that. Back in the day, I was like literally like my mom. My family used to call me, like, dingy. Like, I was literally, like, a black blonde. Like,
oh, I know for sure I was.
And my mom and them used to be like, my mom was like, my baby should have been born with blonde hair. And I used to hate when she said that shit. Like, no, the fuck I shouldn't. Then I do some goofy shit. Like, just goofy. Yes. That's growing up with all them white kids and stuff.
Girl.
That's funny now, but yeah.
I don't think. Of course, I remember Margarita, but I definitely did not own that one. I feel like Chingy was probably like my first little dance.
Oh,
I knew.
dance like that.
Yeah. Cause I didn't do no dancing like when I was younger.
The song, I like it when you do it like that. Oh my gosh.
Because that's when I remember, like, that's when everybody was like, oh my God, Chingy is fine. And I was like, what does fine mean?
Oh, shit. Yeah, no. Yeah. Chingy, I did think he was cute too. Who else? I used to love Lil Bow Wow. And I used to hate Lil Romeo because I used to feel like Lil Romeo is trying to be just like Lil Bow Wow, trying to bite off of him. Like, why the fuck does he try to make stuff just like Lil Bow Wow? Like, I don't like him. like a little Bow Wow had his little, you know, he did his little thing where he was like a basketball star and stuff, and then here go little Romeo doing a Harlem Shake and Harlem Shake.
That was one thing I could not get. As y'all just saw on this video, I could not do that goddamn Harlem Shake to save my
life. I couldn't do nothing. Well, I ain't gonna say none of them.
But I can do the heel toe. I remember when I was so happy I was able to do that heel toe. I'm like, okay, let me, like, you know how, like, you just do the regular, just like, okay, heel toe, and then, you know, turn and turn. But when I was able to do, like, that kickback heel toe, I was like, oh shit, I'm getting the game. Okay, cool. And I didn't stop. I wore my shit out.
Yeah.
Oh man, damn. Bow Wow was hot back then.
Yeah, now he corny as hell.
Dumb as fuck.
Yeah. What else?
Who was like, cause that was back in the day when everybody had a group.
Destiny Child was my shit. I love Destiny Child. I love the Shanti back in the day.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like back in the day. Like,
which one? NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
NSYNC. The fuck you mean?
Wasn't there 98 Degrees? You remember them? I think I only
knew,
like,
probably
one song.
Yeah. If I hear the song, I probably would know the song because I know the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't listen to them like that.
TLC in Black.
Yes.
Oh,
remember Cousin Skeeter?
Oh, that was my shit. That's what Megan Good had.
Yeah.
She had started. Yep.
Well, she was like, yeah.
Because that 702 started singing.
Yeah, they had that song on there.
Yeah, and they were only hot off of, like, I think they were kind of like a one hit wonder. Like, they had some songs that was cool off that album, but it was like that one
and
song.
Then, what was the group that, the chick from Power,
Oh, Cousin Skeeter was so good. 3LW.
Yes, 3LW were, Notori Nofton. They only had a couple songs, though.
But didn't they kick her off of that?
I don't think they really kicked her off versus what she's saying. She, you know, they probably was gonna kick her off, but she was willing to leave. So,
oh,
it's probably it was probably a joint decision.
They,
like,
didn't
she
have chemistry.
Yeah, but she said she felt like, you know, I used to watch little clips of how what's the one with the gap? How she used to do the Turi, yeah, and little interviews and stuff. Like, she looked like she was trying to bully her. Like,
really?
I said the Turi, she better than me because I would have been like writing a bit in the thing. Smack, bitch. Quit fucking with me on this damn camera, because I'm about to whoop your ass in front of all these people. She was real ignorant. So, like, you could tell, like, she was trying to show out and try to, like, find somebody to, like, trying to bully her. Like,
that's so sad.
Put her on blast with stuff. Like, bitch, don't be trying to put people on blast now, okay?
That's so sad.
Yeah, very.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I just remember... Yeah, I remember, like, I think they had two albums, because, like, they had the little girly little album where it's like, okay, this is our little introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had, like, a song with, what was his name? He was under Diddy. Loom?
I don't know. But I love,
But they were, like, trying to be sexy, and I was like, ooh, this is too much for me. I can't do this. And I was like, I'm done with 3LW.
Aaliyah. I loved Aaliyah. When she passed away. Mm-hmm. And I had just came back. I was like with my dad. And I came back. And my mom, she was there. She's like, Damaris, Aaliyah died. Like, I fucking knew her. Like, I was crying my eyes out. My mom was like, oh, you know. Like, I was so sad. Like, I was so sad.
We had came back from someplace, and I remember, like, my brother had a TV in his room, and we turned on the TV, and she was on the news in regards to it. And I was like, that's not real, right? Like, that's not real. And then everything that we kept turning to, it was that. And I'm like,
I cried. My mom, she had to say, I was like, what? Aaliyah died.
She would have been so
dope. And so she was so beautiful. Like, I just.
She had her own originality and everything like that. Like, she had the whole tomboy thing, like, sexy as fuck. Like, like TLC, you know, they were doing it and everything like that. And it was still cool.
I think but... all of them, like, Escape was doing it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of them, back in the day, that was, I feel like that was the, you know, that was the look, a look, you know. It was the vibe, you know, the style. And I thought it was cute. I still think it's cute. You know, it's cute to go back and forth to them old school. Like, if I could find me a throwback little, what, with the baggy pants.
And the Tommy Hill figure.
Listen. But I just love the 90s anyway. Like, I just feel like I should have been a teenager going into my...
That would have been so fun.
I would have had so much fun. You just don't know, like, the house parties, so like, long. Just the era of, like, just, like, the NWA, like, even though that was, like, kind of 80s going into the 90s, you know, being able to witness, you know, us as black people overcoming those, you know, systematic issues, like, and the police brutality and all that, I definitely... Back in the day, if I was born in time, I definitely would have been a Black Panther. I'm already rebellish and have that mindset, so I'm just like, there's no way I wouldn't have been like everything that they stood for. I definitely like I agree with, like, you know, I agree with everything they stood for. Like, y'all were really empowering people. It's just so crazy how the government broke that apart.
Yay, government. Yay, America.
Fucking sucks. Like, they had free breakfast programs for kids before they went to school.
That's okay.
They had after school programs and stuff for the kids and, you know, try to help, you know, mothers and parents. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had things to help people, so...
Sorry, this is completely off topic. Well, it's on topic, but whatever. You remember Gigapets?
Oh my gosh. That take me back to them damn Chia Pets.
No, the Gigapet, like the keychain thingy.
Yeah.
Were they called Chia Pets?
No, I'm just saying. That's what remind me. I just, the names, like, I just be like... Back in the day, them fucking weird ass toys.
That shit, I would all like and every single just, time my bitch would be dying. Like, I, every single time I look back at it, the stuff would be like flying up in the little screen, and I'm like, "How the?" And everybody else is like, "Oh, look, I'm feeding my little."
So stupid.
I'm like, "Why do mine always die?" So I have to do the little thing in the back so I can reset it all the time.
Yeah.
I hate the fucking Gigapet.
Yeah. No. I would always probably end up, somebody broke my shell. My brothers used to fuck up all my little toys. Like, I remember my dad had bought me, like, this little laptop thing, and it was, like, you know, one of them little fake ones, like, what are they called? What's up? Not Fisher, but, like, it was another common name.
I was like, Fisher Price, that's one.
No, it wasn't Fisher Price. Anyway, I had one, and it was so dope. And one day, I go to turn the bitch on. My shit shaking it and shit. What the fuck is wrong with my shit? And my fat ass brother over there then fucked up my shit. Oh, Lord. I cry, mama. Oh my gosh, we're gonna get you another one. I never got another one. I was so mad. Like, damn, I can't have shit.
Oh, there you go. What about your phones? What phones did you have when they first came out?
I had a Razor.
You got the iPhone back then. What color was your Razor?
Blue. I had a Nokia, of course. Well, it wasn't turned on or nothing, but you know, I have one. Because back in the day, you know, them phone lines was even more expensive than ever. My mom, I remember
she used to work for Sprint, so she would come home with a whole bunch of these cell phones, and these were like when they still look like, you know, the house phones or whatever. So they were just like
big.
They were like a brick. And she would just have boxes of them in the closet. And we like, yay, we got a phone. But we couldn't turn it on.
Because you're going to use up all your minutes and shit. Hey, call me after 9 o'clock. My minutes going to be free then.
Girl, we had Sprint, so we had 7. 7 o'clock.
What was it? 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock? One of them. And that's when I used to be up all night talking to my little boo.
And then you act like you sleep if you hear somebody come through the door.
No, you tell them, like, if I get silent, I don't say nothing. That's because my mama came. Because my mama came, so don't say shit. Then they be on the phone like, hello? Hello? And then my mom be like, you try to put what the fuck is you doing up?
I be trying to put the speaker into like,
tell your ass, be quiet. Or my mom used to do shit like this. The phone ring, she pick up, Damaris, get the phone.
Oh, I know. So she's talking about
hey,
right
girl, hey. Then I would hear something like, Mom, get off the phone. Mom, hang up the phone. I'm not on the phone. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to hang up. I'm going to call you back.
Girl, my mom would do the same thing. And the crazy part about it, our rooms was across the hall from one another. So she'd be like, Patrice, somebody on the phone for you. So like, if it was a guy, because she'd be like, hey, no boys can call you. Da-da-da-da. And so they would call. She would pick up the phone or whatever. She was like, somebody on the phone for you. I'm like, okay. And I'll pick up the phone and I'd be like, hello. They're like, yeah. And then I'm looking at her. I'm literally looking at her. And she just like.
I'm like, if you.
I'm like, mama, I got it. Oh, I know. And I'm like,
damn.
I'm gonna call you back.
That's why I'd be like, I'm gonna call you back. Because you're gonna forget about it after a second. Then that's when I'd be like, boo-boo. She was sitting on the phone and shit.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I remember in high school, it's like my freshman year, and my boyfriend, my high school boo, and he was playing on our phone, you know. And he had his sisters and them playing on our goddamn phone. So my mom's phone kept going off, you know, and I just keep on hurrying up, trying to answer. Hurry up, hurry up. My mom got up. God damn it. You better tell the motherfuckers who called my goddamn phone. She was going off on me. I'm just looking like, what am I supposed to do? Leave the phone off the hook? Like, man.
Yeah, because my mom's thing was, like, it was mainly for my brother. Like, she didn't care whoever called for my brother or whatever, but she was like, look, you better tell your little friends that they can't call my house past 9 o'clock. Ain't nothing good going on past 9 o'clock. And I'm like,
girl, as soon as it rings, hello. Then you hear my mom. She used to still had it. At one point, she still had this little, the one, this like the long cord, the raggedy one. You hear that.
Ooh.
Like when she picked up, you hear the sound of it. I'll be like, shh. I'm like, hello. My mom's like, who the fuck is on this phone? Please. I'm hanging up. I ain't got time to be dealing with her ass today.
No, the one part with Kill B was, so I would do it, I would be slick. So, you know, like, whenever you got in trouble or whatever, like, the teachers would call and everything like that. And so, like, we would pick up the phone first thinking, you know, it's somebody for us. And they'd be like, oh, it's such and such a, at
nope,
school.
Click.
And so, I would be like, oh, mama, daddy, like, the phone for you. So I would be in the other room. But, of course, I would get out of eyesight. But I would have it where, like, they pick up the phone. And I'm like, okay, you cool, you got it. I keep the phone on. And then I'll press the button so they can hear. And then once they hear, like, that click, they be talking. And then I'll release it. And then I'll be listening. And that shit, I used to be like, ooh, Adrian, you about to get in trouble. Like, I would be so nosy.
I remember this one time, my mom, just before, you know, we had just got the caller ID and shit. I'm thinking I'm being slick, you know. And my mom was like, you don't punish me. You can't do this. So I always be like, y'all, I can't talk, but I could talk up to like 6 o'clock. That's when my mom usually get home. Mm. So one day I was on the phone for a long ass time, just on the phone, on the phone. Then the way we know my mom comes, the garage door go up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh shit, hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow. My mom is here. She came in the way that first time she came in. Went through the caller ID. Who the fuck was you talking to for an hour? I'm like, what is you talking about? It's right here. Max. Girl, I'm like, oh my gosh, damn. Like, but then after that, bitch, I'm about to delete that shit. You ain't gonna catch me like that again. Next time, you ain't gonna see it. That's what's gonna happen.
I didn't know that the caller ID is like.
But this by high school, yeah. By high school, like, she could see it, like, the time and all that. She knew.
Mm-mm.
Or maybe she was lying to me. Maybe she didn't know.
Yeah, because what's the name? My dad said that he used to be lying off of some, like, scare tactics with me and my brother.
You was on the phone for an hour. I'm like, but I really was probably on that phone for, like, an hour. So I'm like.
You literally be thinking, you be like.
I said, no, I wasn't.
For real, I was. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. And I'm like, no, I never did it.
Mm-mm. No. Yeah. And I remember my mom. I had gotten so much trouble one time. And she took my phone. So I snuck and found it and took my. She took my cell phone. I took my SIM card out and took one of my friend's old phones.
My brother did that.
She got me fucked up. I'm about to still get my damn calls and texts. She got me fucked up and took the SIM card. She ain't know for a long time. Then one day, I just was on my phone. She was like, how the fuck you get your phone?
Oh, geez. That shit is going to be so crazy whenever we had kids and just seeing, like, how smart
they come up. Like, everything you try. Everything you trying.
Yeah, because we'd be like, they would always say this, like, I don't even know why you doing that. Like, we did it. Y'all acting like we were never kids.
Listen, I remember I was in, like, kindergarten, first grade. And I went through, like, a little bad spell, I guess. And I had got, like, a D in a class. And I tried to change it from a D to a B.
Was it written on the paper?
But, like, I had this, like, one of them light markers, and I was just like, okay, if I do it really light and curve it just right, it'll look like a B. My mom looked at that paper, she's like, what the fuck is this?
You dumbass.
She showed it to my dad. My dad busted out laughing. Really, man? Really? I'm sitting there looking like,
you like, look, mama, I got a B. Like, you be advertising.
No, I ain't saying shit. I was just waiting for her to be like, okay. She was looked at it like.
And you probably got all the marks and shit off the paper.
She was like, what is this?
Oh my gosh.
You know what? I can't.
And those would be those situations where it's like, it's hard. Like, you got to discipline the kid. But it's like, especially in regards, like, you said that your mom showed your dad or whatever. Like,
your daddy busted out laughing. Because my mom never did that. But my dad was like, I did the same shit. You dummy. We know it's not right. I'm like, ooh. I thought I was going to get a whooping. I didn't get a whooping for that. But he was just looking at me like, really? You fucking dummy. Like, they wasn't gonna know. I'm like, it's pre-printed, duh.
Oh my god, that shit is copy. Whew. Well, y'all, we want to thank y'all for going down memory lane with us. This was like a form of a nostalgic moment.
Yes, nostalgic. Definitely.
But yeah, this is fun. This is the reason why I really enjoyed it, because I like going back into our childhood. Gonna be getting old.
Ugh.
And yeah. I want to be like Peter Pan and just stay a kid forever.
I don't know about all that, but
if I ain't gotta have bills, I'll be so content.
I don't mind having bills. I just need to be having me a fucking genie like Aladdin.
But you only got 3 wishes.
I'm gonna ask for unlimited amounts of money.
Duh.
Every time I spend it, I need it to automatically be replenished.
Don't they have rules?
How are you gonna rule that? What's the rule?
But I'm just saying, don't they have rules where it's like you can't wish for like unlimited wishes, something regarding money?
Well, yeah, that you can't. As you only get 3 wishes, but me asking for unlimited money, it's unlimited money.
We're gonna circle back into that like next week to see what our 3 wishes would really be. That'd be neat.
You know, I'll write everything down.
Go ahead, write it down, Grandma. 3 wishes.
3 wishes.
Oh, man. But yes, once again, thanks, y'all. Once again, go to the, just think about in regards to like your motivation, even though we do post these on Tuesdays, but still think about what your motivation, what your goals are for the week. Start your week off strong and
stay motivated. Don't let the negativity or anybody, anything, nothing.
Cause it will control you.
It will try to, the devil work. He be working. But you gotta stay, you know, mind strong, keep your spirit strong, and just stay positive through it all.
There you go. And then once again, follow us on Kinky Codes.
Yes, Instagram.
Oh, created a Twitter, still trying to figure out how to use it. But it's still Kinky Codes as well. So we'll reach out to you that way. I'm Tree_Jackson on Instagram and Snapchat.
And I am Damaris P_92 on Instagram. I'm sorry, Snapchat. And Instagram is Sincerely_Me103.
Catch y'all on the flip show.